Set up the final act. Hey, Patrick, you're on WTMJ. Good morning.
Good morning. So my parents' garage floor is starting to really look pitted and pretty bad over the years of the salt buildup and parking cars inside of the garage and essentially the salt eating away at the cement floor. I was kind of wondering what the best way would be to go about, like, either resurfacing that floor or what, you know, what you guys would have a suggestion for that.
Yeah, actually, there's very little in terms of concrete people that, or asphalt people that do that, but a painting contractor does. Certa Pro, C-E-R-T-A, Pro. They'll pull a polyacrylic material down, and they fill the cracks. They grind the concrete, diamond grind the concrete to make it all kind of the consistency of sandpaper as a surface, and then they'll put a finish on it, and they can fill in cracks and divots and problems, and it's a specialty product and a specialty contractor, but Certa Pro will
do that. Actually had that process done in our shop a couple of years ago. Our shop was probably built in the 1950s, and it has the original concrete floor, so I can't remember the name of the company, but they came in and they ground the whole floor. And they applied, like you said, it was some type of epoxy.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then they put some flakes in it, we got a nice little color to it. And then they put it really brightened up our shop, too.
A finish over the top of it. And that's held up in your shop?
Yeah, yeah. And we've got some big equipment in there.
Well,
yeah.
Matt Hefter says once, like, one guy gets it in his neighborhood, then everybody wants it. So it's pretty cool. All right, heading to Heartland. Good morning, Jim. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got a tough one for you. I built a log cabin up in Wautoma, and I built a 36-foot by 24-foot garage. That was the first thing we did out there. And as you know, up in the center of Wisconsin, it's all sand base. And what they did was they put the slab in. Unfortunately, I wasn't there when they did it, but they put the slab, the 36-by-24-foot slab. And they didn't cut any expansion joints or grooves so that you can tell it where to break instead of where it ended up breaking. And right now, it's split up and it's pretty screwed. I mean, it's bad. I mean, I could take my hand and put them down in some of the cracks. And I guess my question would be, it's not anything I think that can be patched or filled. I think it's something where I got to cut the concrete out and redo the floor. My question to you would be, can they go inside an existing garage and cut the slab, take the stuff out, and maybe take some of those pieces of rebar and drill them in sideways into the remaining part of the slab that's on the edges after they cut, and then pour a new slab once they fix the base?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, possibly. Is there a foundation? Does it go down underneath the walls of that garage? Is it?
They built a foundation that the garage sits on.
Yeah, so I would say they should take that floor out of the center and then be able to drill back into that foundation and attach it that way.
You think so? And then is there anything other than sand for a base? I mean, at that point, do they dig it out deeper so they can get some stone in there?
Sand should be fine if it's level and compacted. It should give you good drainage underneath that slab. As long as it's compacted, it should be fine.
Yeah, I bet you'll find it won't be sand underneath that part that's
could
affected.
Be, yeah.
And you could cut that out and replace the section. That shouldn't be a big deal.
Once sand's in place, does it stay unless it gets washed?
Yeah, it should. Yeah, especially under garage floor. Yeah,
okay.